Many a regime has been toppled by the plague, but so far COVID-19 is having the opposite effect. Most leaders have seen their approval rating rise, even as the disease has killed at least 250,000 people. Morning Consult, a pollster, has found that a group of 10 politicians have enjoyed an average gains of 9 percentage points since the World Health Organization declared a pandemic on March 11th. The sentiment has been felt widely in Australia and Canada, India and Germany. Academics call this pattern the rally round the flag effect. It has often benefited American presidents during international crises. Studies have found the surging patriotism and meeker opposition both contribute. Yet not all catastrophes are the boon. George W. Bush's lackluster response to Hurricane Katrina in 2005 punctures his ratings. Tony Blair's fell after Islamists bombed London in 2005, as did Francois Hollande's after the Paris attacks in 2015. Perhaps both of them failed. They had failed to police domestic terrorism well, whereas Americans saw the attacks in 2001 as acts of war. Today, voters have rallied around leaders who took COVID-19 seriously. The largest bounces are in Australia, Canada and Germany, where death rate has been low among rich Western countries. Despite France's bad outbreak, a solemn Emmanuel Macron has gained some credit. Britons got behind Boris Johnson at first. A recent dip may reflect fears that a tardy lockdown led to thousands of extra deaths. The four leaders who have feared least will stand accused of ineptitude. Japan's response to the outbreak compares well with most countries, but not with its Asian neighbors. The president of America, Mexico, and Brazil have all suggested the fears about COVID-19 are overblown. Andrea Manuel Lopez Obrador and Donald Trump has seen only modest bounces. Jair Bolsonaro has lost 9 points. The effect for leading parties has been smaller. Angela Merkel's CDU-CSU has risen by 10 points, with others in single figures, suggesting that voters are rallying round leaders, not government. History also shows the patriotic boosts are brief and recessions are costly in the polls. Mr. Trump is the only leader of the 10 facing a vote soon. Despite 70,000 deaths, few Americans have changed their opinion of him yet, but he cannot afford to lose many supporters before November.